Hey everybody, welcome to Mom Said. Let me take that a little slower. You can keep that in the first time because I want the people to know how excited I was on the first go, but I'll say it again. Hey everybody, welcome to Mom Said. Mom Said is a podcast made by three, let me try it even more again because I overshot it in the other direction.
We're going to have to edit out the beginning of this.
No, we can leave it.
This is horrible.
We can leave it. Hey everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
Never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three. Mom Said is a podcast. Grant and I have been loving this this guy who's doing
the intro, a
baseball announcer thing.
Finish the intro.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings. But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. This weekend, you can listen to Mom Said podcast brought to you by Best Buy. If you want a business that's about to go out of business, visit Best Buy. That's me doing baseball announcer, which I feel like will really hit with the adoids. Hey, this is a fun episode. We're kind of vibing in a good way. We had some time to chit-chat and hang before we started the episode.
Imagine,
sometimes we just grip it and rip it.
Imagine hanging out with someone and that person announces, we're kind of vibing in a good way.
Yeah. We're kind of vibing in a good way. Sometimes.
Hey, we're kind of vibing in a good way.
Hey, sometimes you're vibing in a bad way. You know what I mean?
Happens often with us.
That's what I'm saying. We're vibing in a good way this week. It's going really well. We're having a good time. We hope you catch these vibes as well. Happy Wednesday or whatever day you're listening to this. We talk a lot about Allie trying to get a new car. I won't spoil anything. Trader Joe himself.
Mr. Joe himself. And we love you guys and thanks for coming back. And we would marry you if it was legal. Hit it, Grant.
We tend to start each episode with Allie stimming to the sound of her own voice. With Allie stimming. Please, please, please.
It's the only thing that puts me in a good mood.
But do they want to hear that? Do you know what I'm saying? Do they want to hear you?
I don't know what they want. I can't see them right now. And it's my least favorite thing about the podcast.
Is that you can't see the people listening?
Why don't they make podcasts toward us? If we make podcasts toward you, why don't you make podcasts toward us?
And this is something we've brought up in the past. We make a podcast every week for you guys. When are you making podcasts?
Yeah, how the hell am I supposed to know what's going on in your week?
How are we supposed to know what your take is on what's going on and what your musical sort of stylings are around the bits that you do with your siblings and self?
Yeah, when you're singing, when you're sitting around the piano with your siblings.
Yeah, when you're sitting around the piano with your siblings. singing your, what just happened, bro?
I was trying to rearrange.
Keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times when we're podcasting.
I was trying to rearrange my body. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to reach my body and I stepped on my headphones cords.
Not ideal.
And I will always love you. You know who wrote that song? Ziggy Marley.
No, what did we get wrong a couple episodes ago?
Burt Bacharach.
Okay, we literally for like 30 minutes were like going on a riff about how Burt Bacharach wrote the Arthur theme song because I Googled it live and didn't have time to triple check and he wrote the Arthur theme song for the old show Arthur that they did a Russell Brand reboot of. You remember Russell Brand?
All I can say is God we're making these mistakes while thank God we're making these mistakes while there's not millions of people listening to the podcast.
How do you know there's not millions? We don't tell you the numbers. Grant and I keep the numbers to ourselves.
Is there millions of people listening to this? You guys, I'm going to freak out if there's millions of people.
I would never tell you that. And also, if there were millions of people listening to this podcast, we'd be in a different office than this. There wouldn't be a pile of some extra costume sitting over there next to like an old projects I've been working on next
to
my laptop.
All I'm saying is, to our audience, our family, the people who listen,
our adoids,
who love us and we love them.
Our adoids.
we made that horrendous mistake about Burt Bacharach.
And we're sorry for this.
And we apologize for that. And we apologize for it then. And we will apologize for it forever. But my point is, thank you guys for being so patient with us.
Yeah. And thank you for correcting us.
And Dolly Parton.
What did I send you guys the other day that was something we
I will always love you. Didn't she write that?
Address? Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Kay. Didn't I send you guys something? Oh. There's no more helium shortage. At Tornado Texan, who is an active watcher listener on YouTube, last week Allie went on a whole thing about how there's a helium
Tornado
shortage.
Texan, I obviously trust you with my life. However, I did ask AI if there was a helium shortage. And AI, the all-knowing, powerful oracle that lives in my phone, told me there was. So I don't know who to
trust. There is no
more
helium shortage. Hank Green has a good, quick explainer of it and why there is some concern still. So there is concern, but there's no shortage. Anyway,
here's the thing.
How come you guys are not doing podcasts to us?
I can't really take on, and maybe this is selfish. Maybe I'm being an asshole. But I can't really take on the concern of all of the things I'm meant to be concerned about. I don't think that I can really this week fit in any sort of concern for a helium shortage.
You don't care.
It's not that I don't care. It's that I don't have time to be concerned.
With the shortage of helium?
It's not. To the back of my brain where it will live really tiny.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't care. It's just that I don't have time. It's not that I don't care.
I do.
I know the earth is not healing properly because we have so much going on. And it's not that I don't care. It's just that I don't have time, so I gotta push that to the back of my brain real tiny.
Exactly. Helium shortage.
The fishes are being overfished.
I was just about to say we eat too much sushi, apparently.
Helium shortage, the fishes are being overfished, and nobody can find a job, and inflation are things that just live in the back of my brain real tiny.
Inflation.
Because we don't have time for those things to be big in our brain.
Inflation is actually growing to be looming large in my brain.
Yeah, yeah.
As
yeah.
I have been shopping for a car this past week.
Yeah.
You
is this
guys.
What, is this your catch up for this week? Is the car?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You guys, these cars.
Wait, I have a funny.
I thought you weren't going to talk this week.
We'll see. Allie, before you talk about your car, I saw a funny tweet that you guys would think is funny. It said, job market and dating market the same right now. Girl, stay where you at.
I saw that too.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that too. Hey, and you know what? No comment.
Hey, no cop. Hey, plead the fifth.
Hey, I plead the freaking fifth.
Hey, hands
on
up.
Whether I think that meme is funny or not. No comment.
No comment. Hey, girl, stay where you at.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
When I brake on my car, it goes like this. And I was like, that ain't right.
Can you give that one more time with a little more voice and a little... can you just give it another go?
This is the perfect impression of what it sounds like when I press on the brake of my car.
All right. Your car turns into sort of an old-timey witch who
That was the sound of bone on bone.
Your car is
sound of no brake pads.
Your car is sort of an old door that enters into the cave of secrets and darkness below.
Basically.
Yeah. Wow.
Basically. So I'm like, I'm no mechanic, but I probably should take this to the brake shop. Something's telling me the brakes aren't breaking as they should. So I take it to the brake shop. The guys like...
Which brake shop is a thing that was something I introduced you to this week. The concept of brake shop.
Oh, yeah. I called Gabe and I was like, there's something wrong with my brakes. Do you have a mechanic that you like? And he was like, we don't have to take it to a mechanic. You can just take it to a brake store.
Brake shop.
And I was like,
Arr. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I Google brake shops. Bro.
They're out here.
I Google brake shops and I click on the first one and I call them and I say, can I come in tomorrow morning? He's like, yeah, sure. Then he texts me.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because this guy's nefarious. Yeah. He texts me a Google link to the establishment and is like, it's in the back alley. Look for the building with Bugs Bunny on it.
What?
And I was like, period.
And you said, okay. So you showed up the next day and said, what's up, doc?
I showed up the next day. I said, what?
Don't. Let me get away with that, please.
I showed up the next day and I said, what's up, doc? And I, with my big, beautiful 30-year-old woman brain, saw the building and said, not today, Satan, and drove away.
Hell yeah. That's all, folks.
I literally pulled up, went, I don't have to do this. And drove away.
Why didn't you just go to like a normal one, like a Midas?
So then I called a normal one.
Like a Midas or a Pep Boys.
Totally. And then I called a normal one and the normal one was like, come on in. And then.
So the first guy was, yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
And the second guy was, come on in.
He said, it's a nice building with Bug Bunny on the front. Dude, I took a photo of it. Come into my brake shop, don't be scared. Just cause there's not a front door, don't be scared. Just look for Bugs Bunny and ask for John. I'll be there waiting for you in the back alley. Please look at the photo of the brake shop.
The door is Bugs Bunny's dingle. The door is covering Bugs Bunny's dingle like he's doing nudies.
We'll
send this. We'll send this to Grant.
It ain't right. So I go to the second place. I drop the car off. The guy's like, gorgeous. Live, laugh, love. Have a great day. I Uber home. I get a text from this man. He's like, you need to call me. And I'm like, okay.
Can you be him and I'll be you?
Yeah. Ring, 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 ring.
I called you, right? I'm you and I called the guy. Or did he call you? You said
we actually played info tag for a little while.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, hello.
Hey, hi, this is, sorry, hold on. Let me be.
Hey, hi, this is Allie. You have my car. My key I dropped off earlier at the Not Bugs Bunny one, which is you guys. So I'm like wondering, you told me to call you, so it seems kind of urgy. So I'm calling you like right away. Hi, Allie with the Kia.
Hi, Allie, I have some really bad news.
Oh my God. Both my parents and my whole family died in a plane crash?
No, it's that I have a list of things to tell you that is wrong with your car. And Allie, I have a question for you. Have you been driving this car on the road?
Oh, yeah. On the road, on the sidewalk, on my driveways. Anywhere that I can fit this little Kia, I'm driving it. Taking it on trips with my friends, filling it with as many friends of mine as I possibly can.
I urge you not to get behind the wheel of this car ever again.
Okay, well, women can drive, sir. I don't know why you would tell me not to be behind the wheel. That's literally rude. Women can drive, sir. I'm hanging up.
And then he says, I have to fix the bleep blorp and the scoop scop.
Wait, but then he calls you. I call you back.
Oh.
Bring, bring, bring.
Hello.
Hi, I'm so sorry I got upset about that. It just felt like a patriarchy thing, but it seems like maybe you were genuinely trying to help. So go ahead. I'm so sorry. You
this
had a list.
This is the rudest thing. Yeah, I have to fix the bleep blorp and the scoop scop, and this metal congealed with this metal because they've been rubbing together too hot for too long. And
ugh, like at Zebulon? Revving together too hot for too long? Oh my God, Bar Flores. Oh my God, literally happening all over East LA. Take me to Akbar.
Your brake light doesn't turn off, which is an indicator that the brakes is not working. And that'll be $2,500, please.
What? $2,500? That's all the dollars that I could think of. I'm not sure I can even count that high, mister.
Oh my God, shut up. So, hang up.
Anyway,
this is a crude impression.
Anyway,
hang up.
Wondering,
I'm a college educated person. Hang up.
Anyway, thank you so much for your time. I am not interested in paying for the bleep blorp or the googie gop. And whether or not things have congealed, I don't care. Gonna fill my car with as many friends as I can and drive as far as I can. So love you. Bye.
I go to pick up the car and he was like, where are you taking this car? And I was like, I'm taking it home. He's like, please be careful and nurse it home. Like, I don't think you should be driving this car on the road.
Nurse it home? Like,
nurse
give it your boob?
Nurse it home. What is wrong
with
you?
We got a newborn at home, bro. It's top of mind. Everything's boobs, boobs, boobs these days.
Okay, so. Unbelievable. So, now I have to go get a new car. I test drove some cars. Is this boring?
No. Okay. I do think we should go quicker through the car store since we haven't even gotten to the part where it gets bad.
I test drove some cars and I filled out some paperwork. And I was a good little car seller and buyer to the people at the CarMax of Burbank. And I brought them everything that they needed. And they had me do some so many signing things. And I picked out a car and I said, this will be my new car. I love this car. And they said, okay, we can't wait to send you home with this car today and get you out of your dangerous car. And then I said, great. And then, right at the end, the woman came up to me and she said, I have some bad news.
What do you mean you have bad news? All of my family died in a plane crash?
You can't buy a car today.
What?
Because of a clerical error.
Yeah, brutal.
Made by none other than CarMax Enterprises and not me. But it's now mine to deal with.
So essentially, if I may try to tell you what you told me in the car on the way here, is once you paid off your old car.
Kia.
Once you paid off your old Kia, this company, the one who you had the loan with, is supposed to tell the DMV, hey, we cool. They paid it off. But they didn't send all the paperwork. So now, according to the DMV, even though you paid off this car and you fully own it and you have the title, the DMV doesn't know that. So you're not allowed to sell this car that you quote unquote don't own. So
to anyone, not just the CarMax.
Yeah, of course. So you went through all this paperwork, all this test driving, all this everything, only to find out you can't even buy this car because you don't legally own the car that you own, according
from
to the DMV.
A paper that I've never heard of that it's not my job to send or my job to receive. Now, what is that all about?
That was me playing music to get the level to calm down.
And I just wanted to drive away in a new Nissan Rogue. A new used Nissan Rogue.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
But watch out, and you're on the roads.
Watch out on the roads. Watch out. She's still in the bad car.
No. I'm not driving it. I'm not driving it. It's just sitting there. I mean, Gabe picked me up to come here today. I watch out on the roads because pretty soon I'm going to be like this. Skirt. In my SUV.
Yeah, watch out on the road. For real, watch out on the roads.
I'm in a black SUV, and I have a little white dog, and I would like to speak to the manager.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm becoming my final form.
Okay, so you got to ask me to do a speed haiku. You got to ask me to do a speed haiku.
Please do a speed haiku about the worst place in America, which is the CarMax Auto Finance Office.
Take my old car, please. Give me a new one right now. Wait, you can't? Why not?
I would say this.
Take my old car, please. Give me a new one right now. Wait, you can't? Why not?
I would say this. Wait, you can't? Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I was the one who was writing it.
Right.
And mine was sort of a family-friendly one.
Congratulations.
Mine was family-friendly.
Congratulations on not saying bro.
I really wanted to.
I know.
I really wanted to.
What is your...
Okay, here's what happened this week for me. Okay, first of all, I had a similar experience, but not exactly the same, which means similar.
Totally. Totally.
And can I say the craziest thing that happened to me this week?
Yeah.
The craziest thing that happened to me this week
was that,
you're not going to like it, but was that my friend told me that he enjoyed himself when he visited Albuquerque.
What?
Why do you hate Albuquerque?
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Grant and I had a terrible time in Albuquerque.
I don't think that that's a fault of Albuquerque.
No.
Might have been.
It is.
Might have been.
Why did you have a bad time in Albuquerque?
You know,
Grant and I had driven for 15 hours after.
See, you can't blame Albuquerque for this, you guys.
No, but you get to Albuquerque, and no offense, Albuquerqueans, Albuquerqueers, no offense, Albuquerqueanators, no offense, Albuquerqueanders.
Albuquerqueaners.
No offense, my Albuquerqueaners.
Albuquerqueanese.
Albuquerqueanese. No offense, my Albuquerqueanese. All y'all got is a Chipotle. That's it, dude. Everything else,
Albuquerqueanese.
Everything else is dust, bro. And there's a reason. Yeah, go.
Every building looks exactly the same. Why are you doing that? What are we doing with the?
I don't know.
What are we doing with the keyboard? We're doing Mom Said Podcast. No, what?
Can we do Spooky Albuquerque?
Oh, yeah.
Spooky Albuquerque. It looks all the same. Spooky Albuquerque. The city planners are to blame. Spooky Albuquerque. It's full of dread and drear. Spooky Albuquerque. It fills me with lots of fear. Spooky Albuquerque. Spooky Albuquerque. I ran out of rhymes. Hold on, give me a second. Spooky Albuquerque. It's in the desert. Spooky Albuquerque. Spooky Albuquerque. It's the worst city I've ever been to. Spooky Albuquerque.
The reason we shot Breaking Bad here. Ooh. The sets were easy to find. We didn't have to art decorate anything. No art design at all.
You guys.
Ooh. And if anyone's from Albuquerque, we're so sorry. We're also from Detroit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like
we're out of legs to stand on.
No,
boys.
I totally get it. I totally get it. There are cities in this country that are dustier than others, and Albuquerque is one, and that's all I'll say. There's others, but I'm not trying to get in trouble with the people of Houston.
If you're from Algonquin.
Okay, I have to finish what I was going to say, but Algonquin,
go ahead. If you're in Algonquin, first of all, I'm on your side. Just know that. I think your city's incredible.
Bro, have you ever been there, dude?
Of course not.
Okay.
Now. If you want to DM our Mom's Head page and defend your town and say something sweet about it, I will read it on the podcast next week to defend your honor, because these two boys can't just get away with being on your town.
Okay. So here's what happened to me that was similar to happening to you. I went to Trader Joe's yesterday.
Did you hear that a Trader Joe's opened across the street from another Trader Joe's here in the city of Los Angeles?
It's in Sherman Oaks.
Double Traders. Trader v. Trader.
Hey, if they're out of that sheet cake in one, hop on over to the other.
Trader v. Trader. And I heard that
they're
both
fighting?
Packed to the brim. They should do field days with the two staffs.
Cute. They get the switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Trader this side is red and Trader that side is blue.
And they'll carry an egg on a three-legged race. Yeah.
It would be
cute. Hell yeah.
And Trader Joe's employees are famously hot. So I bet someone would fall in love at that field day.
Are they famously hot or are they famously friendly?
There's no difference.
How they behave and are.
How they behave and are.
The thing that makes you hot is how you behave and are. Uh-huh. Okay. So I go to Trader Joe's. We have friends coming over and I'm picking up some stuff before they get there. I had get all the way up, load it all up, bag it all up. I'm the kind of guy at Trader Joe's that I like to bag it up because I bring my own bags, and I feel bad that I brought a bunch of groceries and this person's working so hard. So I'm
you
like,
feel
I'm
bad that
it
you
up.
Brought groceries to the cash register of the grocery store?
Yeah, but they're slammed. These city Trader Joe's, these people are grumpy all day long.
I'd be bagging too because I'm like, I feel rude standing there being like, now bag it,
scrolling TikTok. Like
I'm on the phone and I'm like, hey,
bag it. Hey, bag it. I got deals to make.
Just throw it in the bag. Ooh, ooh. Don't throw it in the bank. I wrote that song.
You wrote that. So Dolly I get all the way up. It's all entirely bagged. We do the ID thing because I had bought some wine. And then he's like, okay, that'll be $185. I'm like, sick. I pull out my phone, go to do my Apple Pay. None of my cards are there.
Wait.
I forgot.
My Apple Pay failed this weekend too.
I forgot that I got a new phone and you can't just sign into your Apple ID and all your like cards will be there. You have to personally re-upload all of your credit cards because otherwise anyone could sign into your Apple ID. So now I'm standing there with a cart full of groceries and I'm like, sir, I literally don't have any way. Oh, he must not have ID'd me. Because I didn't have my wallet. I literally have no way to pay for any of this.
Of groceries.
So similarly, I went through the whole thing.
A wallet without a card. How could you make everyone in line?
Okay.
Wait behind.
Okay. So I did that. That was my similarity.
Wait, so you walked away empty-handed like a big fat loser?
No, I literally looked at him and I'm like, what do I do? And he's like, we can put it in the cooler if you're coming back. So they put the whole card in the cooler. I drove all the way home, grabbed my wallet, drove all the way back, came, picked up this freezing cold cart, pushed it out to the thing, got my stuff, went home. But it was a pain in
like
the ass.
Oh, like a room cooler.
Like a full room cooler. So I did that. That was my little similarity sidebar to say, what happened to me this week that I want to tell you about is my little daughter, Carmen. Lovely girl.
I'm sorry, Gabe. I have to stop you right there. Someone on Spotify said they were tired of us talking about babies.
I think it was different than what you just said. They said they were tired of the baby talk, which I think is because you do baby talk sometimes.
I don't do that.
You do that every episode.
No, I think it was actually about baby.
Baby. Was it baby talk or baby talk? How do we know?
We don't know, but either way.
I don't talk about the kid that much.
No,
you talk
either
about
way,
it every week.
Impossible.
That's true. But also either way, it's one person and he's
no,
not,
I know, I'm
not
kidding.
In a doit.
And that person is not invited back. I'll say that. From the spewing hate in our comments.
Spewing hate in our comments.
And we'll remember this
down,
forever.
Tearing us down. Hey, chat, get him.
I will
say. Hey, chat, get him.
On one of the videos where I am, and I admit, threatening violence against men. In a dating way.
Bro.
I am getting violent threats back.
Okay, here's my thing, and we can clip this. We can clip this. What
I'm
about to say.
Like this. Boys, that's crazy.
Here's what I want to say, and we can clip this. People don't know about comedy, ha-has, bits, riffs.
Do you think?
Nobody gets that it is funny. Everything.
Not nobody. And
I mean, the people who get it, but so many things could be stopped if you were like, hey, is this person being funny?
Yeah.
If you just put that into your little thing, hey, most of the time you don't have to be upset.
Talking,
people are being
as
funny
you're talking,
and
I'm,
you're getting worked up for no reason. And now I'm getting worked up
getting
because
worked
of
up.
How worked up you got for no reason because we were just being, and many other people
can
online,
I say something?
Just being funny,
can I say
doing
something?
Comedy.
Can I say something, please? Maybe we're not being funny enough for it
no
to be obvious
that
we're funny. Maybe
them.
We're not being funny enough for it to be obvious that we're funny. Like maybe if we have
no.
to tell these people that we're being funny, maybe
no.
maybe it's the fault of us
no,
for not being
I'm
hilarious.
Not saying we have to tell people we're funny. I'm saying funny.
You're telling them right now though.
Funny is so context based. It is so specific to who it is. And so if you don't feel like it's for you, you don't have to be upset about it. You could just let it go. Just keep scrolling. You don't have to get mad. You don't have to threaten to beat Allie up in a parking lot for no reason.
One guy said he's going to pull up with his dad and cousins and beat me up.
That guy actually I think is being funny and that's very funny.
I
pull
was
up
like,
with my dad
I
and
was like,
cousins.
Period, King.
Yeah, pull up with your dad and cousins and get in a fight with a grown-ass woman. Okay, Trader Joe's. Okay, here's the quick thing that I was going to say.
About the baby.
My daughter, Carmen, got to meet her uncle, Jonathan, this week. My wife's brother was in town from New York, and he stopped by. He was here working. He stopped by for an evening.
Uh-huh.
Got to meet his niece.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jonathan is so funny. He's like, cool. Hey, you guys, we have to watch this movie on Tubi. I said, what? He said, you have to watch this movie on Tubi. I said, okay. So we put Carmen to bed and we watched this movie on Tubi because Jonathan decided it was the worst movie he's ever seen. And we all had to watch it. And so he came over and for an hour and a half, we all watched a movie called My Husband's Baby.
Wait.
On Tubi. Have you heard of this movie?
Hold on. Did he say hi to Carmen or anything?
Totally.
Okay. Real quick. He said hi to Carmen real quick and then he said, put that away. I have something to show you.
Put that away. We got to watch My Husband's Baby. My Husband's Baby is a film on Tubi. It's a Tubi original from a few years ago. It is a movie about a lady who is married to a football coach at some like college team or whatever. Married to a football coach. And then all of a sudden he gets sued for child support from some lady. And she's like, huh? And he swears he doesn't know who this woman is.
If I had a child, but then, I would sue every man I've ever encountered for child support.
But then he basically this woman like is pregnant and we're not sure if it's like from him or if she faked it. But the husband is being so chill. He's like, I gotta take care of this baby. Gotta hang out with this lady because she's gonna have my baby. The whole movie, they're like fighting about whether this baby is his or not. But he's like, hey, look, I got to take care of this kid.
Because he's a good American family. Because he's a good guy. Man. Yeah.
There's a bunch of twists. There's a bunch of murder.
Murder?
There's a reality show. Anyway, so we watched all of My Husband's Baby.
Murder and a reality show?
Can you please write me a speed haiku called My Husband's Baby?
Twists? Murder? And a reality show game? That sounds totally nuts.
Twist, murder, and a reality show, Gabe? That sounds totally nuts.
My husband, baby. My husband, baby. My husband, baby is coming so soon. He has to pay the lady, baby. Cause she is gonna give birth to the baby. She says, I owe her this much money a month. And I said, okay, I guess, no worries. I'm not gonna do a test because I think this might be my baby and I feel really guilty. I mean, I'm a family man, I'm an American, and I will take care of any baby who says they're my baby, my husband's baby. And so I'll pay the paternity price.
Okay, that was coffee fueled. Let's move on to our next portion of the day, which is, oh, this is one of my new favorite voice memos.
Oh my gosh, right a second. We're only through the first portion?
Yeah, bro.
We have been talking for way too long. You guys, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, this is why I tried to speed us up through the car. Okay, so you, as you know, if you've been a regular adoit, a regular listener, we have been solving the problems that you send us through the power of beautiful music. So you've been leaving us voice memos through the link in our description on YouTube and in our bio on all our other pages. The link in our bio. And so this one comes in from Madeline. I think she tells us. But, okay. This, I do really like how this one starts.
Can't wait for this to wash over me.
I really like how this one starts. Thank you for sending this in.
Hi guys, this is Madeline. I honestly was a little nervous to start this recording because I was like, oh my gosh, what if I say something stupid? And then I remember you guys say stupid stuff all the time, so I'm in good company.
Period, girl.
I think we need to take a second to address that this is the energy we're looking for.
She's the sweetest. She sounds like the sweetest person alive, and she body slammed us so hard that my bones were crushed to dust.
Absolutely.
And thank you.
I don't know if we'll see it on the Grant cam, but Grant gave a grin bigger than he has all morning when he heard us say this because he knew that wasn't for him. That was not for him. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to back it up a little bit.
And then I remember you guys say stupid stuff all the time, so I'm in good company. But for real, Mom Said is actually the only podcast I listen to. You guys are great. On to my problem. Whenever I get in the car, my phone starts to play whatever it was last playing, whatever I have downloaded. And I recently took a flight to Maryland and I downloaded the episode with Angela, the mom said episode with Angela, onto my phone.
Oh, no.
So now, whenever I get in the car, that is the thing that starts playing. But it doesn't play the episode from the beginning. It actually plays the episode right in the middle of you guys singing Roar. So all I hear every time I get in my car for the last 2 weeks has been,
Madeline.
And I don't know how to get it to stop. I have fast-forwarded through the entire episode. I have played it from the beginning. I have done everything to try and get it to start at any other part besides the very middle when you guys start singing. But it's not working. And so I'm just wondering, what do you think I should do? Thanks. Love you guys.
Oh, my God. First of all, love you, too. Thank you so much. There are so many other hilarious, fun podcasts that you could listen to besides ours. But we thank you for being here sincerely.
I think
that's my nightmare. Yeah. Do you remember with the old cars that we had, it would just play whatever song started with A on your iTunes, which was A Punk Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
For me.
I do think there's only one way to fix your problem.
It's a horrendous problem.
It's the worst
problem anyone has come to us with so far. Dire.
You have to burn your phone. You have to burn and destroy your phone. There's only one way for this to get fixed. You have to burn your phone. You have to delete your iTunes or your Spotify or whatever you listen to this on, and you have to burn anything that has been touched by those sound waves, which is your phone, your headphones, your car, your house. You have to burn it all to the ground.
Headquarters in Sweden or wherever it is, and tell them about this problem you're encountering. And before you leave, you have to burn it all to the ground. It's the only way to get rid of this curse.
Burn it all to the ground. It's the only way to get rid of this curse. Gotta
believe this is happening.
I'm so sorry that happens to you. That's actually brutal. I think we are most of the time we're joking when we do our you checking your, are you about to punch me? You just like for the listener, Allie just checked her fist full of rings and it was real close to my face and it made me very nervous. Like she was locking and loading. Yeah, normally we're joking when we do these songs where we're giving you advice to solve your problems, but this one we're dead serious, burn it all down.
But for legal reasons, we're joking.
For legal reasons, we're joking, but for serious reasons, we're serious. But like legally, joking.
Legally speaking, we're joking, and if you're asking if we're serious, the answer is yes.
Is that clear? And also, why don't you guys podcast back to us? Do you know what I'm saying?
I thought about that some more since we said it earlier. I don't have time to listen to all their podcasts.
I'm saying all the Adoids get together on like a big Zoom call.
Oh, and they all make one
podcast back to us. Who's it hosted by?
I honestly think the podcast back to us is the people sending voice notes.
Yeah, that is podcast back to us. Yeah.
It's like a teeny,
it's a little podcast back to us.
A teeny tiny bite-sized podcast.
A little boy soy poikoi.
A little boy toy's point.
I think we solved that problem. Do you agree?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, great.
And I also feel responsible for the problem, which is the first time that's happened. So yeah,
that's true. It is the first time that we've sort of butterfly affected a terrible thing in someone's life.
We should like send her a Panera gift card or something.
I know Panera's been trying to like refresh their brand, but I'm not sure Panera's doing so hot.
Okay, we should like send her a Buffalo Wild Wings gift
card. Buffalo Wild Wings, because she seems like a football fan.
What are some things you guys miss about old cars that feel like nostalgic and fun to you?
The radio. On the radio, on the radio,
I do miss the radio, but I don't miss the radio as much as I miss the tape deck aux cord that used to exist. That thing rocked. Or the like bootleg, like you'd plug it into the cigarette lighter radio connector to Bluetooth, where you would like Bluetooth your phone to this little thing in the cigarette holder.
And by the way, lighter. Have you ever seen someone use one of those cigarette booty holes for to light a cigarette?
One of those cigarette booty holes, bro. Yeah.
You know the little cigarette booty holes?
Push
in
it
the front.
In, it gets real hot. Push it in, it gets red hot. Cigarette booty hole. Yeah.
Push it in, it gets red
I'm
hot.
Just stating what happens when you use that
now,
device.
Now tell me actually what happens. You put the butt of the cigarette in the booty hole?
No. It used to have that little hole.
Yeah.
Used to have a little thing that when you push it in, it's got these coils that heat up from the electricity in there. Coils. And then when you pull it out, it's like a red hot, it's like a little mini like oven burner that then you like put the tip of your cigarette on and suck in.
Are you messing with me?
No, I'm dead ass. You know this?
Yeah.
Yeah. But most of those were removed because now it just like became a power source.
So why still have the hole, the booty hole?
Because that's just how it was designed and so much it was used that way for so long.
Cars don't have the booty hole anymore, bro.
No, I know.
Mine still does, actually. My car has a booty hole.
Mine has a booty hole.
Have you guys ever
noticed? You have a fancy car, but mine has a booty hole.
Have you guys ever noticed that on the back of planes, there's a little booty hole?
What do you mean?
On the back of an aeroplane, like a commercial aeroplane, there's a little booty hole on the back.
You're so smart and you know so many things. And it's so crazy that you like.
Stop. Because like I've already made a decision.
Wow, it's really great to hear your understanding of aeronautics.
I'm gonna rank you.
Let's try that again. I think you wanted an octave there.
That was crazy, dude. I'm gonna rank you, and you'll never see it coming. Obviously.
What the fuck? That was the best ranking of the brothers song I've ever played for you, and we were vibing.
Yeah, that was
that
good.
Was fire.
That was good.
That was
you
giving
know what,
like
you want to know why it was
giving,
so good?
Why?
I had a thought in my head. I think these songs have been ordinary lately. I'm gonna come up with a different vibe. Now, the reason Grant is my number
what
one.
What you
brother,
just said is you want to know why I think it was so good? Because I did that.
Yes. Okay, so Grant is the number one brother largely because last night Grant showed up to September, one of my very best friends in the world, birthday party with his two best friends. And they were so cute and handsome and they had cute outfits on, Grant and his friends. And they hung out with me and my friends, and that is not an easy, well, they're a very fun group, but intimidating group. Not an easy group to jump in on. And they did great. And they ate my cake and they said, delicious cake, Allie.
Nice.
Don't. I baked a strawberry shortcake.
Nice.
Fucking loser.
All right. Well, I don't care about the segment since I lost.
I'm gonna rank you.
She gonna rank.
Okay, we were done. 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 Grant, do you have anything else you'd like to add to the episode before we start to wrap things up?
Have you written anything new in your journal since we've seen you last?
You're not allowed to wrap things up yet. No, but maybe fire off some good episode titles, because nothing has really hit me yet.
Whoa. So nothing has really hit you yet? Okay, what did we start with? We talked about...
No, we can't do this on the episode.
What did we talk about? At the very beginning, we talked about...
about how gorgeous I am for at least 30 minutes. We remarked on my curl of my hair and the curl of my eyelashes.
And the cut of her jib. We marked on how everything is looking fabulous with that little lady over there. Pretty much the whole episode was about how beautiful she is.
I have a question. What is a jib? I hope I don't have one. What is a jib? I pray I don't have a jib. It doesn't sound beautiful to have a jib. What is a jib? What is a jib?
If you're talking about this episode, we started with Allie's car having bad brakes. That's what we started with. And then we went and talked about how Allie tried to get a new car, but she doesn't own her car.
What is a jib?
Allie then talked about a couple other things. And then Gabe talked about how his Apple Pay was not set up. His
I'm serious.
That was really embarrassing. And
What is a jib?
A movie on TV. What is a jib? Called My Husband's Baby.
What is a jib?
It's called My Husband's Baby.
What is a jib? What is a jib?
And then we went and did a problem that we solved, where we had to burn it all to the ground for Madeline. We had to burn it down.
Madeline doesn't have a jib.
There's no way she's got a jib.
What is a jib?
And then after we solved the problem, we went and rang the brothers.
I'm gonna Google what is a jib.
And played the greatest Rankin' the Brothers song we ever even played.
Googling
so it. Is any of that in the recap giving you a title of the episode?
A triangular sail on the front of a sailboat that catches wind and provides propulsion, or the horizontal. Horizontal?
Horizontal, bro.
I'm gonna screenshot this because there's a line break after horizon.
Sure there is, bro.
And then
I'm sure there
T-A-L
is
on the next line. Horizontal is
horizontal.
What this says. Look, it says horizontal.
Horizontal?
See?
Bro, it's horizontal, bro. Wow. Well, there's your...
You did it.
There's your episode title, Grant.
There you go.
There you go. There's your episode title. Horizontal.
I felt like...
Wow.
I'm going to write it down in my journal and... Here's some other things that I've been writing in my journal that I was thinking about earlier.
Okay.
But also horizontal.
T-A-L.
But I'm going to spell it H-O-R-Z-I-N-T-I-L-E. Horizontal.
Sure.
And the second thing I wrote was that Taco Bell... has really good nachos right now.
Oh.
And I hope the Detroit Lions win today.
Lions.
And I think that's...
Eat nachos.
What other stupid...
Taco Bell has really good nachos and I hope the Lions win.
What's the third stupidest thing I could write in my journal?
Usually I write how I feel in my journal. How do you feel today, Grant?
I feel sad.
Sorry for laughing.
Okay.
Why do you feel sad?
Hopeful.
Oh. Whoa.
I feel
that's a great combo, honestly.
Those are sort of complementary colors. I agree, Grant. Keep going if you wish. But I'm not going to force it.
I feel full of joy.
Oh. Hmm.
Sad and full of joy.
I get it. He's a complex being.
I feel, you know, a little bit hungover, if we're being honest.
Totally.
That's totally fair, because you went to a big party.
Not a feeling, but a state of being all good, though.
That's fine, and the state of being can sometimes affect the feeling. And sad and hopeful do go hand in hand, and we're so sad that the episode's over, but we're hopeful that you'll come back and listen to another one. That's what we want. Yeah, we're
sad, so sad that we're at the end of the episode, but hopeful that we make another one next week. I really hope we make another one next week. Are you guys in to do it again?
I'm so sad I didn't win the ranking of the brothers, but I'm hopeful that I'll win one of them someday again. Someday. That's what I'm sad about.
I'm so sad I didn't get a new car this week, but I'm hopeful I'll get my Nissan Rogue 2023 next week.
Thank you so much for listening. May you all get your 2023 Nissan Rogues that you are seeking in your life. We're so glad you could join us here at another service.
Turn to your neighbor.
Turn to your neighbor, shake their hand. Thank them for listening to this episode of Mom Said. Tell them I'm sad, but I'm also hopeful.
Okay, we have to go.
You guys so much for listening. We love having you on this podcast.
And for our younger listeners.
Goodbye.
We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Over me.